been a good week for us, coming off the back of a great win against Notts County, to back that up again with the win against Walsall, and then to go away to Yeovil and score four again. It's brilliant. You know, we're scoring goals, creating plenty of chances, we're winning games, and long may it continue.
And lots of different players scoring. I think it's 9 now.
Yeah, that's right. It's important that you get goals from all over the pitch. You don't just rely on one player. I did say after, I think we scored 1 in the first 4 games, people were a bit concerned where the goals are going to come from, and I was confident all the time. We were creating chances. You know, going right back to the first game of the season at Hartlepool, we created plenty of chances that day, but we just couldn't finish them off. So it's about believing in yourself, keep working hard. You know, people were crying out for different formations and things like that, but I think it's proven, you know, recently the blend of the side and the way they're playing and the way they are creating chances. You know, we've got goals right throughout the team, and that's been proven with 9 different scorers in the last 3 or 4 games, I think. So fantastic again, long may it continue.
Is there some concern though that you went 2 down?
Yeah, that's right. It's you know, you got to get the balance right. We don't want to take nothing away from our offensive play with regards to the way we're playing. You know, we're knocking the ball around well. I think the first goal on Saturday was 12 passes and then a goal. You know, so we know that's in good nick at the minute, and I say we've got to keep that going, got to keep playing the way we're playing, keep working hard, keep trying to create the chances, keep scoring the goals that we have been doing. But certainly at the back, you know, we've got to get the balance right with regards to being a little bit more solid, because there'll be days if we go 2-0 down, we won't get back into it. You know, there is a fine dividing line. They had an opportunity to even get 3-0 up right on half-time, so that would have given us a bigger mountain to climb. But I was always confident, even at 2-0 down at half-time. I know they've gone down to 10 men. I was confident. I was confident in the group, and I could sense that they were confident as well, that they could bounce back. They did that, but as you say, we've got to make sure that we're a little bit more tight at the back. We don't concede the sloppy goals that we're conceding. You know, both the goals come down the left side the other day. We could have got tighter to the cross. We shouldn't have given the lad Compton a run in on goal. But it's just little tiny individual mistakes that everyone's just got to tighten up on to give us a better chance of conceding less goals. And as I say, if we keep doing what we're doing going forward, we'll be OK.
With all these goals and 6th top, do you think other teams are starting to take notice now?
Well, I think so. I think we're the 2nd leading goal scorers in the division. So that in itself proves that we're capable of winning games. There's no easy games in the division. You know, people will just expect us now to turn up at Newport because they've had a little bit of a difficult spell. You know, they've only taken the 1 point so far. They've just been beaten last time out comfortably by York at home. That we're just going to turn up and win the game. It's not like that. Yeah, we want to go there and we want to win the game. We want to get further up the table than what we are at the moment. You know, that's what football's all about. But we're expecting a very difficult game. I've said it all along, all the time I've been manager here, anyone's capable of beating anyone else. You know, we would have expected us to go to Portsmouth and have a 3-goal lead, which could have easily been 4 or 5. You know, we played Wickham, one of the top sides, which on another day we should have got something out of. You know, going to Yeovil, we struggled and we put 4 past them. And, you know, we want to go to Newport and put a show on again. You know, keep playing the way we're playing, create the chances that we're creating, scoring the goals that we're scoring, and make sure a little bit tighter at the back. But you never underestimate anyone in the division. You know, everyone deserves respect on the day. Anyone's capable of beating anyone else. We know that they've got strong players, Newport. That's all we're focusing on at the moment is the next game. Yeah, we're in decent form and they're not in so good form. But right throughout the country, there's always ups and downs. But if we're professional and we keep doing what we're doing, you know, we'll give ourselves a very good chance of winning the game. But as I say, we never underestimate anyone. You know, there's good players in every club. So it'll be a tough game for us.